This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Check out DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the UFC. New users can bet $1 on Conor McGregor to win by a knockout in the first round, and if he does, you'll be cashing in $257. Download DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up using the code FANRUN in all caps. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Restrictions apply. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789.
Found the program in quite a mess at the time.
Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is Three and Out with Nate Hodges and Houston Kress. Many imitators, no duplicators. Fan Run Radio.
I think we definitely have upgraded the program in general. Certainly the recruiting. The recruiting has been good.
Today, I issued termination letters to the following. Assistant football coaches Brian Niedermeyer and Shelton Felt. Based upon what we know, it is clear that Coach Pruitt did not adequately promote an atmosphere of compliance. We have no choice but to move forward with terminating Coach Pruitt.
Hey, water boy! You're fired!
Okay.
Big hire for the University of Tennessee, Danny White.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your pants behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, that's no friends of mine. Say, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance.
Sexy.
We can go when we want to, night is young and so am I. And we can dress real neat from our hats to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. Say, we can act if we want to, if we don't, nobody will. And you can act real rude and totally removed, and I can act like an imbecile. Say, we can dance, everything's out of control. We can dance, we can dance, they're doing it.
Welcome in to the Michael Hart Seltzer Studios. Fan Run Radio.
Daddy!
Three and Out starts now. Nate Hodges, Houston Kress, Davey Hudson, intern Alex. New intern Alex.
Yeah, good point by you. Yeah.
Keep the show accurate.
Danny!
Facts only.
Are white in shining armor.
I'll allow it because he came from UCF.
I feel like he's a closet writer for Bob's Burger, so he drops those in.
It's the kale burger. It has kale.
Old Danny boy. The pipes.
It's Sunday sing-along. Sunday sing-along.
From glen to glen and down the mountainside.
In Neyland.
Oh, man, we should rewrite it.
Probably not going to do it.
Not enough time.
Wow. So we were talking yesterday about a timeline.
Yeah, buddy. I said, by the end of the week.
I said, I hope. Excuse me.
I mean, if they'd announced it today, it would have been about the same, right?
No.
You just couldn't go into
next
week. Isn't
there a noon presser?
12:05.
Mm. So I guess in a way, we were right again. Just right again.
Yeah, I got word. I got word of Danny White right before it started kind of going crazy, and I just asked people's opinions. A lot of the opinions on Danny White before the hire was announced were, "Oh, there's no way.
Oh,
he's way. Really? He's just there. He's out of our league. There's no way we'll actually do that." We brought his name up last week on the show. Mm. Talked about his dad being at Duke. Obviously, Mike, his brother, coaching at Florida. His other brother Bryan?
Yes.
At FAU.
FAU, yeah.
Interestingly enough.
We'll get into that.
And I just remember thinking, like, nope, we're not going to do that. The guy hired Nate Oates. Scott Frost. Josh Heupel.
When he was good.
Well, yeah, of course. He turned UCF football from literal junk to claiming a national championship.
Our basketball program doesn't need it now, but the dude has not missed on a hire for football or basketball in his tenure.
Yeah, I don't think you mentioned Lance Leopold as well at Buffalo.
I was going to.
I mean,
it's unbelievable.
Bobby Hurley at Buffalo. Mm-hmm. I know it's not gone great for him at Arizona State, but he was doing some big things there. And then you did say Nate Oates, but then at UCF hired Johnny Dawkins after his Stanford tenure.
Right. Yep.
And Johnny has taken UCF the farthest it's ever been in the NCAA tournament.
Really?
Yeah, that was that game.
Taco Fall, right?
That was the game I went to in Columbia in. Zion played for Duke.
Oh, yeah, Zion. When Zion was there. And I still think they refs cost UCF that game.
Then go with that, and that Johnny Dawkins should have led UCF to the Sweet 16, which still would have been their farthest appearance in the tournament.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that. It's a good point by you.
So you can do that. I'm a big fan of the hire. I know we were talking about it. You mentioned that we didn't view it as a realistic possibility just based off kind of where we thought the program was.
But we got him.
The university's willing to pay his $2.5 million buyout, which I never would have expected.
Hey, we saved $13 million.
Yeah. That was my first
thing. We saved like $13 or $14 million, man. We got coin. We got cash to spend.
Money to spend.
Until, you know, we get sued and settle it and lose half or maybe more than half of
just
it.
Just burning a hole in our pocket.
I love the move. We've never done this before. We've never done this. Not for the AD. We hire guys with Tennessee ties or guys who are at Alabama. That's what we do. Mm. This guy has no ties to Tennessee. He knows, I mean, he might know some of the boosters, but he's not a, you know, like, that's why, John Curry. We know John Curry. We like John Curry.
Right.
So, hey, Beverly, it better be John Curry. And this is outside the box.
His dad hired Kara Lawson.
That's right.
This is how this went. Not really, but this is how it feels like this went. Donde, we have the coaching search report ready. Here are the top athletic directors in the country. And she went, okay, thanks. Appreciate that. Number one. Oh, yeah. Okay, you won't live there. Okay, number two. And she gets down to whatever number he is. And
four.
You're coming? All right, cool. Number four.
Whatever the
rankings
paper
were,
was. Yeah,
four.
He is the fourth best athletic director
number
in the country.
That was Stadium's ranking of athletics directors based off their hirings of football and basketball coaches.
That sounds like top priorities for us.
Yeah, okay. Hey, what makes you a good athletic director? Well, I swing the bat and hit grand slams when I hire coaches. Fascinating. By the way, what's your buyout? 2.5. What's it going to take to get you here? Probably about 1.8.
Done.
Hired.
Yeah, so she got a number four and went, he said, yeah, I can make it happen. All right, cool. Come on.
He makes more money than Scott Strickland does in Florida.
He was making just under 1.1 at UCF. Highest paid athletic director in the state of Florida. The state of Florida. You know where Miami is?
Yeah.
With Florida State?
Yeah.
University of Florida.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember when we hired John Curry and Kansas State fans were very excited that we took him away?
Yes.
That was not the case yesterday.
Yeah, there was an article I just saw that said, Danny White's exit hurts more than Scott Frost, Orlando Sentinel.
Goal. Yeah.
UCF Athletics Director Danny White was a bigger rock star than the coaches. He hired, and it hurts to see him leave the Knights.
Do we need a rock star AD? I don't know if we need it, but I'll sign me up.
Well,
sign me up.
He's the fourth leg of the stool now. Did you see that?
Who's three?
No.
I don't know.
Fourth leg of the stool.
That's what Plowman said. She said her, Randy, and...
Oh, Phil.
No.
No.
I'm kidding, guys. Easy with like the... No. course it's not Phil.
I mean, he's still technically here.
Not anymore. We've hired an athletic director.
The first joke was about the stool being a sample when it was Phil.
Okay, that's just rude.
We also got our answer on whether or not Dondi was going to ask Phil for help on the AD search.
That'd be a no, Phil. We hired a search firm for that.
I just love that Phil was like, I'm going to stay around and, you know, until we get the next AD in, I'm going to help try to, you know, make sure that things still run smooth. 3 days later, you're gone. So they hired I made eye contact with him right before he did it. I wasn't going to give him the satisfaction. Don't choke. I'd hate to see that. You'd hate to see that go down the wrong pipe.
Tasty.
Is that the peach one?
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
Closeout sale.
Oh. How about you? Hey, I like that. Frugal.
You got to get a sponsor. I mean, if you're listening out there and Davey needs an energy drink sponsor, he'll drink anything if they give it to him for free. Right?
Anything.
I mean, any energy drink.
Just not melted cheese.
Right. Cannot be a cheese sponsor.
No melted cheese or smoothie roulette stuff.
Right.
Yeah. He's not the biggest fan.
Morning energy drink.
What was I saying? Before Davey interrupted me with the pop top.
It was about former.
Oh, yeah. How? 3 days later.
Yeah.
So they hired the firm Friday. That's where I was going. They hired the search firm Friday.
Right. She said, can you have this to me in about a week? And they're like, yeah, we'll get it to you in 5 days.
And like, we totally had Danny White hired on Monday.
Nah.
No, that wasn't a maybe.
We did?
I'm telling you, we had Danny White hired on Monday. Maybe before.
So she bought the one-day turnaround package. Hey, I need you to expedite this AD.
She's like, how much does it cost for the search firm? Like $100,000 a month.
Didn't they fly down on Wednesday?
To meet with them, yeah.
I heard Randy and Dondi took a jet down to Orlando. Yeah.
So by the end of the day, Friday, she had, here's the top, you know, 8 athletic directors that we think would come here. And he was probably one or two on the list. That would be my guess.
Who were the top 3 on that list by stadium? Do you remember?
I actually never
looked at that. Were they anywhere on the realm of possibility for Tennessee? Couldn't have been, right?
Doubtful, but I'll pull it up.
Just curious. Like, did we actually go get our first choice?
The Oklahoma guy, the Ohio State guy, and Alvarez, Wisconsin. So, Joe Castiglione at Oklahoma, Gene Smith at Ohio State, no thanks, and Barry Alvarez at Wisconsin. So, basically, yeah. You got
so three guys who are not going to leave their job no matter what.
Oh, yeah.
And then we got the best guy.
Hell, I think 2 guys I wouldn't even want.
Fair enough.
I mean, Barry Alvarez is okay, but I don't take him from Wisconsin. Like, he's Wisconsin. Like, you can't, you know
Yeah,
I mean?
He's That's, there, Phil. You know, but with success.
Right. I mean, the next guys are at Notre Dame, LSU. The Oregon guy, I saw people mentioning swinging the bat for him. He was 7th.
You ain't getting him.
That's what he said. That's what you said about Danny White. And there you go. Danny White's the only guy on the list, though, that's not at one of the premier types of universities. I mean, UCF wasn't anything until they kind of did this whole "we're going to win all of our games" thing.
Well, no, that's what all the UCF fans and writers were saying yesterday. Like, this athletics department was kind of just an athletics department until they hired Danny White.
There you go.
I spoke with someone who worked closely with Danny and said he is super smart, down to earth, family guy. He's very business, so he's not just like a chit chatter. He's intentional, and he's only 41 years old. I mean, this guy's like a mogul. He's like the young hotshot.
Well, he's taking on a challenge here.
You ain't lying. I love that he wears he dresses like a coach at practice. Like, he wears like
but not the, all. He's not gonna wear all white here, right?
All white.
Remember Dave Hart in his all white jumpsuit?
Oh God. At least when he dresses like a coach, he can pull it off. I don't know what the hell Dave Hart was doing in that.
Yeah.
But no, you know what I mean? Like, he wears like the team coach's polo, and he looks like a played basketball at Notre Dame. Mm-hmm. Graduate of, oh boy, he has degrees from, help me here, Notre Dame.
Towson in Ohio?
Yeah. No, it wasn't Towson, was it? Yeah. He has a degree from Ole Miss.
Towson's where he went
and then Ohio.
To play ball. Then he transferred to Notre Dame.
Yeah. Yeah, sign me up, man. Sign me up.
I mean,
guy's a boss.
I made the statement this morning before the show. It could have been worse, but really, this is fine. I mean, this is good. This is good.
On paper.
Now it just comes down to the football coach.
Could it have been better?
No.
On paper.
Well.
Optics-wise, everything.
Not really. Not really on paper, no.
Like, if you stole Scott Strickland, is it better? Maybe because you stole from a rival?
Yeah. Yeah, Scott Strickland would have been better. But, I mean, it's the same type of guy. So.
He was born in Moorhead, Kentucky.
Yep.
Okay. Towson Tigers.
Brother's at Florida, so.
I bet he hates his brother.
You think so?
Yeah. Well, you know he hates Florida.
True.
Being a UCF guy.
True.
No love lost there.
Well, Florida wouldn't do the 1-1 with him.
That's right. Yeah. Florida backed out. Because what did they want? They wanted a neutral site and then one.
I thought it was a 2-1.
Hopefully he's coming
That's
here.
That's what it was. They wanted 2 in the swamp for 1 at UCF.
Hopefully he's coming here solely for that reason. He hates Florida so much.
And his brother. He hates
his brother. I just got to go somewhere where I can really compete with Florida.
He saw Mikey take it to Tennessee on Tuesday and said, "You are toast. You're dead meat. Dead meat. I'm going to Tennessee. And I'm a basketball guy. So I'm going to tell Barnes how to run some offense, and you're cooked."
Yeah. Does make me feel better about the
transition whenever that happens?
Yeah, the next basketball hire.
Mike White.
Oh, no. Man, he won't hire his brother.
No, I'm telling you, he hates his brother. I don't know that for a fact, but how can you look at Mike White and not hate him? Florida fans hate him.
Mm. I feel good about the fact. Here's one of the things that I really like about this hire, on top of he's a young, up-and-coming guy that can have success here for a while. I kind of made the comparison as far as what he's been able to do. I know people joke, but since Alabama technically won the national championship, I've been fine with UCF claiming that national championship. And if you go to Wikipedia, they actually show up there with Alabama for it. But Danny White will be able to get a meeting with any coach he wants to.
Yeah, I was talking about that yesterday with somebody. It's like, did our hot board just really change? Not who we want, but potential coaches that would now take a phone call?
He's going to have connections with everyone because of, one, who is his dad's been in the industry forever and
very
knows
respected.
People.
He just retired.
Yeah, he's going to step down in in August. At Duke.
So. Yeah, he announced it, I think January 15th, he announced that he's going to retire. Yeah.
Callum sends the picture of Dave Hart in the white jumpsuit.
I mean, is there anything more cringe with the dyed hair and the spray tan?
It is so white.
He just looks like his face just always freaked me out.
Yeah.
He looks like a demon or something. Maybe that was a little too far.
Yeah, maybe a little.
He looks like a ghost in a movie.
Houston, you asked the question, does this change the hot board? And I honestly believe it does. And I would not be surprised for a name that's a really respected name, but someone that comes from out of left field.
Kind of like Danny White's your AD. I kind of feel like that's what
it's like.
That
I mean,
was
we
like.
Didn't think it was a realistic possibility. Like, and I don't want to, like, this guy's not coming here, but it's kind of like I didn't view Matt Campbell as a realistic option because there's no reason for him to take a step down in his career. You could argue that UCF's a better position than Tennessee is right now.
What if it's Scott Frost? What if he's like, you writers are right, Nebraska's dead, but Tennessee's not. I tried.
He was the quarterback in 97 when they stomped us, right?
Was it him?
Yeah, I think so.
Is that right?
I believe so.
Okay.
Peyton's last game.
I get him
was
and one of the other guys they had that was really good. Mixed
Eric
up.
Crouch.
Yes, Eric Crouch. I get Eric Crouch and him.
He was a few years later. Won a Heisman in 01, I think, before they got absolutely throat-kicked by Miami in the Rose Bowl, I believe.
Yeah, Crouch went in the 2002 draft.
All right, Davey. Did you track it down?
Would you take Scott Frost?
No. No? Maybe.
You wouldn't take Scott Frost.
Oh, like over. I mean, yeah, we could do worse.
Okay. Yeah, Scott Frost. He was the guy that killed us.
Did Danny White's brother hire Lane Kiffin at FAU? I have heard people say he was in on the hiring and was basically the guy that hired him.
He can be in on it, but he was not the athletic director at the time Lane Kiffin was hired at FAU. Okay. Lane was hired at FAU in 2017, and they did not announce Brian White as the athletic director until, I want to say, March of 2018. I know it was 2018 for sure. I believe it was March of that year. But, I mean, it could have been one of those things where Brian was talking to the athletic director at the time and said, I think I can get us Lane Kiffin. And that AD was like, all right, go for it. Made the hire. Then that guy was like, all right, well, you know, I'm going to be stepping down here soon. So
I was talking to a college coach yesterday who said that it was Brian. I don't know.
That could very well be the case. I'm just letting you know, Brian was not the AD when Lane Kiffin was hired.
That's fine. All I'm saying is the White family likes Lane Kiffin. And Danny worked at Ole Miss when Hugh Freeze was there. He was also there when he got fired. He was a senior associate athletics director.
Yeah, that might mean that he's that he wouldn't take him if he knows.
Right, yeah, right.
So I'm happy that he should know Hugh better. It's not like
Good point, but if Hugh has
some issues, if Hugh's not the right fit, and we have
The persona he puts on for the media is not exactly who Hugh Freeze is.
Like, if we had a different AD who had no clue about what Hugh Freeze is actually like, and they just interviewed him and thought it would be good and then brought him in, and it wasn't, I mean, that would be a big knock on that person. But Danny White should be familiar. So, I mean, at some point, you got to kind of just ride and say, okay.
No, I'm with you. That's a great point. He should know. Mm-hmm. Or at least know everybody that knows. So if he hires him, I'm going to feel much better now. And if he doesn't, it's like, okay, now we know. Maybe dodge a bullet.
If he poaches Kiffin from Ole Miss, I think I'm going to call him the White Walker.
Buddy, this would be – you want to talk about a party?
If I told you on Monday, it's going to be Danny White from UCF and Lane Kiffin.
Speechless.
I'd sprint to the stadium and just, or wherever they're, maybe McGee Tyson, just wait. Just like, is this their plane? I don't know. Have you tracked it? I'm not tracking anything. I'm just watching the planes fly.
I'm just going to be out here for a week.
Yeah. I mean, you want to talk about a party?
Yeah.
An absolute bash? Let him walk up on that podium today at 12:05. Well, thanks. I'm really excited to be the next athletic director at Tennessee. By the way, I've already made the hire, guys. Someone you're familiar with. He's on his way from Oxford right now. Lane Kiffin, you heard of him? Boom. Explosion. Joy.
I mean, we'll have a football coach by...
this time next week.
Wednesday?
Yeah. Yeah. Probably. I would think so. Thursday. I would think so.
Maybe a week. Maybe Thursday. And then that's... well, if they do it by Wednesday, that's a week ahead of the second signing day, right?
Correct. 1 week exactly.
So... hopefully he could kind of be close and kind of know and be telling the new guy, hey, start calling some players like Monday, Tuesday, even if it's not announced till midweek. And then you got another week with it public to try and at least, I don't know, work some kids, whatever the deal is. The player part's just a mess across all of college football. They haven't even approved that one-time transfer, and everybody's transferring. Very, very strange. I don't mean just Tennessee transfer. I mean, they're transferring a million different ways. So,
quick beep before we hit break. Dondi, Randy.
So far.
I mean, that's nice.
So far.
That's really good.
Yeah, we'll take it.
That's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Firing for cause. Just rolling Phil
just
out of here.
Swung the bat.
Politely. Danny, just golf claps all around.
We'll come back with more. We're going to get to the G3 Help Me Hotlines on the flip side. It's a good day today to be a Tennessee Vol. Feels like we finally did hit that little shoulder in the mountain. It took a couple steps up yesterday.
I agree. Yeah.
There you go. Come back with more. Okay. If your loved one's been injured in an accident, head on over to g3helpme.com.
Hey, little sister, who's the one you love? Hey, little sister, what have you done?
We got to wait for it. We got to wait for it to happen.
Hey, little sister, who's the only one?
You can keep going with that, though. You got a second.
It's the law offices of G. Turner Howard III. They've been doing it here in Knoxville for over 20 years. Tons of experience. They can help you get the money you or your loved one deserves. Start
again. I was fading the wrong thing.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah. There you go.
There it was. There it was. Man, right. Played that song for one reason, and then you faded it out, right? The money
it's
hits.
It's about to end. I didn't put that bumper in there. Now and then I was fading.
We always
Chuck,
talk about
it. Already stopped.
We got to trim. We got to trim some of the intros, some of the bumpers.
Not mine.
No, the Funky Town one. Nope. Got to trim that out. It's just nothing but like stupid little drums for 20 seconds. We got to get that teed up to where it's White Wedding.
Yeah.
Saw it yesterday. If we can only find a coach with the last name Orange, we'd have Orange and White.
Pass.
It's going to be kind of tough.
Yeah, that one.
Not a common last name.
Could be a problem.
Yeah.
How did I not think of that one?
Seriously, that's in your wheelhouse.
Let's go to the G3 Help Me Hotlines. We got Matt up first.
Well, there's also another Matt, so they're both probably going to start talking, but it's the Matt that calls in almost every day first, so the other Matt just know whenever he says Matt, he's not referring
he
to
was
you right now. He'll refer to you here in a second.
Yeah, you're new Matt. So we
new,
got Matt,
new Matt.
New Matt.
Got Matt and
it's
new
like
Matt.
York in New York. All right, here we go. Matt, you're on Three and Out.
Yeah, Matt. You just sit back and wait, brother.
Hey, Matt, seriously, what you used to call my show on a different station, and your name wasn't just Matt.
When I first started calling Sports Talk, I was Rocky Top Chop Block back on Pacilio like 30 years ago.
But what was it? Was like, was it? It wasn't Tennessee Matt, was it?
No, then Ainge had me as Codename Matt.
Codename Matt. That's
there
what I
was
thinking.
Yeah.
That's what you.
Codename
yeah,
Matt.
Yeah.
Codename Matt. Okay.
Yeah, man. It's now I'm just good old plain Matt, son. I can't believe this guy's as old as I am, dude. Isn't that nuts?
Danny White.
I mean,
yeah, he's a lot more accomplished than I am.
That's okay.
Your dad's not been an athletics director in multiple top-notch programs across the country.
It's kind of the family business. It's not your fault.
Yeah, I hear you. Hey, hell of a hire, guys. I mean, so far, so good. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and hop on the Hobbit Boys bandwagon yet or think Plowman's, you know, swung the moon, because I still don't understand the press conference and trotting Fulmer out there, and I still don't know what that was all about. But this is something to get excited about. I mean, and if he does pull the trigger and get Kiffin in here, oh man, I don't know. I'm you talking about Jubilee? I would be. I don't think you could beat that. I'd eat every bit of crow I've said about the university. I'd buy tickets immediately.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Houston, you had a Twitter post, I think, a few days ago. I can't remember what it was, but it was pretty simple and to the point. It was, you know, tickets sold, fan excitement. They're just checking off like four things that you needed to do immediately, and Lane Kiffin does that.
Yeah. I mean, David Britt tweeted yesterday, like, he lives 700 miles away. He's never bought season tickets. You hire Lane Kiffin, and he said he's coming up from Florida for every home game.
Yeah, like, that's the level of excitement.
Like tomorrow, that's happening if you hire Lane Kiffin.
Yeah, yeah. There's a couple of people have said that he's not signed his extension yet at Ole Miss. Is that true, or do you guys know any validity to that?
I have heard that. I heard that a couple weeks ago, that he did not sign it. And apparently it was only – I'm trying to think here. I think he had 3 years left. And it's only a one-year extension, so I think it's only, you know, a four-year deal.
Yeah.
But it was going to be a boosted buyout.
Got to have 4 years, right, Chris?
Got to have 4 years.
Gotcha. What do you guys think? If he is wanting to come up here as bad as everybody says he is, you know, and from what, you know, if it's true, I mean, would you not set some – I mean, he screwed us over. He's kind of part – I don't blame him. I think I blame the administration for allowing him to leave as easily as he did, but if he wants to come back and kind of renew this and complete this circle, do you not think they could set some stipulations in his contract, or maybe even make him pay part of his buyout?
100%.
I mean, I don't.
And I think I think if he wants the job as bad as I'm hearing he wants the job, I think he would absolutely sign up for that. Like, hey, I understand. I get why you're a little bit nervous. I know what I did a few years ago. I'm not taking this job to be here 1, 2, 3, 4 years. Like, I want to be here. This is my place. I think he would absolutely. It'd be like what Auburn did with Pearl. I think I mentioned that yesterday. Like, hey, if you leave within the first 5 years, or if you get in trouble, you owe us. I mean, it was an ungodly amount of money. It was like $15 million.
Yeah. Well. And do that up front, and then pay him. Say, look, here's what we're going to do. You can't leave us, and if you do, you owe us this much, X amount,
right.
$15 million.
Right.
Now, in 3 years, however, if you're not producing and we don't see improvement, we can fire you, and your buyout's extremely low.
Right.
But we're going to pay you pretty well up front. Lane Kiffin's probably, I'd say, well over $4 million coach, wouldn't you think?
As far as what he's worth, absolutely.
Yeah. So pay the guy 4.2. What was Pruitt making?
4.25 or 4.5. I forget what it became in the raise and extension.
Pay Kiffin the same or a little more, and just set that. Just set some stipulations in there, and then if it's there, look, he's the best option on the board. I'll be upset with this. You know, I'm on board with this Danny White guy. I think he's a good hire, but. And he's young, which is kind of promising. If he's in my era, I mean, we look at this stuff a little differently. If he really is in tune with Tennessee fans and he's really got his ear or nose to the ground, whatever the saying is, he's going to know that Lane Kiffin would fix this quickly, and it's just almost a no-brainer. I don't see any, you know, the level of drop-off from Lane Kiffin 1 and then Chadwell is probably 2 in my book, but that drop from Lane Kiffin to Chadwell is pretty significant. And then the drop from Chadwell to, you know, say Napier, whoever the third pick is, even more significant. So you're just the excitement level for me is just like, you know, Kiffin, okay, I'm all in. Chadwell, okay. I mean, I'll get behind that.
Mm-hmm.
Napier, I don't know if I'm going to buy season tickets right off the bat. And then you go past that, it's like, you know. Gus Malzahn, I'm out, you know.
Well, so, Matt, you mentioned
Napier.
I'd
like to do that just to see Kevin Steele squirm.
You mentioned Napier. Before this hire, Napier was pretty much not going to happen. He wasn't interested. Apparently someone close to him has said that his tune might be changing now that you've gone and hired Danny White.
Yeah, now that we have competent leadership at the athletic director spot.
Yeah. Well, I think you guys are with me. I mean, you take Lane Kiffin over Napier, obviously, right?
He's number one on my board regardless.
I'm not that high on Napier.
I could get on board with Napier. He does not ring the bells for me.
Yeah, I think Napier's kind of like a, you know, I think Chadwell and Kiffin could come in here and he's going to spark. Look, at this point, guys, this is where I'm at with this. I almost don't care about wins right now. I just want some excitement. If we're going to suck, and we're going to suck, for a couple of years, at least let's make it fun. You know, with Kiffin over there on the hill and this white guy, I mean, Vol Twitter, just the fans, the excitement, you know, we're going to suck,
but it'd be fun.
We're going to be competitive, and we're going to score, and it's going to be fun. So,
when's the last time we had fun?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I feel like the last time it was really fun was the year Kiffin was here. When you went, I think, 7-6? But you could tell, like, it was still fun because you could just tell that this team was going to be so good in the coming years. You could see the progress.
Yeah.
Sign me up.
Sign me up, guys. We'll see you.
See you, Matt. I will say this, though. Based on Danny White's track record hiring coaches, if it's not Lane Kiffin, I still think it's, you know, going to be a good coach. I'm with Davey. It might not be someone that we have, you know, put on all the hot boards. But I have no choice but to trust this guy based on his track record. I mean, this isn't an associate athletic director who was on the staff at Alabama when they hired. I mean, this is a guy who's hired, you know, 3 really good football coaches. Well, 2 really good ones and 3 really good basketball coaches.
Yeah. Let's go from Matt.
Why you got to do that while he's on the phone?
That's all slowing down. You know, to the new Matt. New Matt, you're on 3 and Out. What's up, buddy?
I'm going to start going as codename Hard Hat.
Hard Hat.
I like
all
that.
Right. Hard Hat Matt.
Bringing out the Super Troopers nickname.
There we go.
I'll make it quick, guys. I'm just sitting here thinking this morning, listening to you guys. is it not good to feel like we have a real athletic director? I mean, whether you like Phil or hate him or whatever, I kind of always felt like it would be hard for him to come in and get a good coach that maybe didn't see himself under the shadow of the national championship winning coach. You know, that kind of plays a big part in getting a good coach, don't you think?
Absolutely.
But I'm like you guys, Plowman and Randy Boyd, it feels like somebody finally wants to make a good hire that'll get something done.
I mean, when national media, who, by the way, has drugged Tennessee through the absolute mud, hot coals, broken glass over the last 5 years, when those people are sitting back and they're waiting to pounce on Tennessee for a dumb hire, and they have to come out yesterday and say, you know what, this is a really good – I mean, they were gritting through their teeth as they sent out those tweets congratulating Tennessee yesterday. That's how big of a deal this was.
It's like the media against Trump, man. I swear. It's like they just pile on and pile on. It's like nothing ever positive.
And then yesterday they had to eat it.
Dan freaking Wolken. I mean,
that was really weird that he broke that, by the way. Considering he and Danny White had a little back and forth on Twitter before. Like, they don't quite get along. Yeah. I'm amazed that he broke that.
I see. Somebody tweeted last night and said that we went from an athletic director called Wolken and told him about the Shiano to one that slaps him around on Twitter.
I love it. I love it.
Full circle, baby.
It's great. Well, guys, that's all I was going to comment on, and I'll keep listening. You guys do a great job.
Appreciate it, Hard Hat.
Appreciate it, Hard Hat.
Thanks for the call. Feels good to feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Been a minute. Feels good to feel good.
We'll go right back to the phone lines on the flip side. Stick with us right here. Final segment, hour number one, three and out. Don't want to miss it. We'll be right back. Up next. What's up, Fish?
What's going on, guys?
Been a long time, buddy. You doing all right?
Yeah, doing good. Of course, I'd be good with the Kiffin hire, but I think that, you know, like the athletic director, we might go a little bit outside of the box.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to paint a picture on someone that I would like to see. I think most everyone would be good with.
Okay.
So if you go back and you think about like the top five, you know, best games, well, not best, but loudest games at Neyland over the past, say, 25 years, what are some that come to y'all's mind?
Oklahoma 2015.
Yep. That's one that I'm looking for.
Florida 04, probably Florida 2016, especially the second half when it got rolling.
All right, there's another Florida one in there that I'm looking for.
98?
Florida 98. So Florida 98 and Oklahoma 2015.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anything in common about those two games?
You about to sell me on Bob Stoops?
Yeah, Bob Stoops would have been the defensive coordinator at Florida there in 98. So you got to think, Bob Stoops has probably only been in Neyland, I guess that'd be three times, so he'd have been there in 96, which even though we lost would have probably been a crazy environment. He was there in 98, you know, ripping the goalpost down, seeing us win, and then he was there in 2015. And you know when he was there in 2015, he was probably thinking, man, these fans, and then all those comments from the players and Baker and everything, mm-hmm. you know he had to be thinking, man, they're a coach away. I mean, this fan base is insane. Mm. So you know that's been in the back of his head for years, and he's obviously got the itch. If he had an itch enough to go coach the XFL, he's probably got the itch to go somewhere else. And, you know, what would that do for his legacy? You know, coming back, rebuilding the program. He wouldn't have to come back for real long, you know, come back for 5 or 6 years, rebuild us, maybe win an SEC championship, and sky's the limit. I think he'd be a universal hire. And if we're really talking about paying some of the bucks that I've been hearing, you know, I think he would listen.
I've heard $7 million plus.
Thanks for the call,
is
Fish.
On the table.
Bob Stoops is 60. Last coach, the Dallas Renegades, as Fish mentioned, to a 2-3 record in the XFL.
They were just getting hot. They had to cancel the season.
That was your team, wasn't it? Wasn't that your team? I think it was.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Because he was Houston. Yeah. Dallas.
He did that to spite me.
Oh, yeah, because they had Hal Mumme as OC, so yeah, that was my team.
They did.
Do we want a defensive guy? Tons of experience.
Depends on what he can do with the offense. Well, I mean, because his offense got hot because of Lincoln Riley there at late. Yeah, so I don't know what
he did hire Lincoln Riley, so tip of the cap for that.
Stoops is a guy that will just hand the offense to somebody else. So.
That's true.
Would he trust Jim Chaney?
Maybe. Last coach certainly didn't. So we don't even know what Jim Chaney's capable of.
Who's the youngest, hottest air raid guy right now that's somewhere else?
Josh Heupel. I'm serious. Like that's
is he air raid? Is that what they run at UCF?
It's not entirely air raid, but it's a lot of the same systems.
He was Bob Stoops' quarterback that won the national championship running the air raid.
And he's currently the head coach at UCF. Could that just be the guy? He's like, Josh, come on over.
Is it Heupel or is it the Buffalo? What's his name? Leopold?
Leopold, yep.
Is it one of those two?
He's not air raid, is he?
No. They run the ball a ton.
Danny White hired him though. That's
yeah,
all
right. Yeah. Yeah.
But no. That's better. No. I was just saying. I was already off Bob Stoops that fast, I guess. I don't know.
You could do worse than Bob Stoops. I think you could also do better. I think Lane Kiffin is better.
Lane Kiffin's better than Bob Stoops.
Right. For what we need right now, yeah, I think so.
Okay. No, it's a legit question.
I'm fine with that.
Because I think Lane Kiffin at Tennessee could build a monster staff. I think Bob Stoops could too. It feels as if the administration and the decision makers have realized offense, offense, offense. Everything I'm told is that it is going to be a sitting Power 5 coach offense.
Bob Stoops and Kendall Briles? It's not really the same air raid tree, but.
No.
Steal him from Arkansas?
You'll get Joe Brady?
No.
We left. I think Joe Brady's on the table now if he wants him.
You're not getting an NFL guy.
We almost got Doug Marrone.
That's not real.
That's NFL failure. Different.
Bill O'Brien.
Another failure.
No, I agree. I don't want those guys either.
I love the idea of Joe Brady, but I don't think around
I'm
the
just
around,
throwing out
yeah,
names,
I know,
yeah.
But around these parts,
around
I don't
these parts.
I don't think people realize the difference of like how much better of a job the NFL is versus like a college job.
No, and he's never been a head coach before.
Like college football, like I understand a lot of the SEC fans, like it really doesn't hold a candle at the end of the day to being a head coach in the NFL if given that opportunity. People like
no, that's why Matt Rhule jumps at it. Bill O'Brien jumps at it. I mean, even you know Spurrier, Saban. Yeah. Look at Urban now. Like they're jumping at it when they get the opportunity. Yeah. Doesn't mean they're going to be successful.
Good head coaches in the NFL don't revert back to college. Like Nick Saban was failing at Miami.
Right. No, it's a good point. You're right. I can't think of a coach who was
Steve Spurrier failed in Washington.
Right. I can't think of a coach who was uber successful in the NFL, then went back to college. Normally it's the opposite, right? Like who's my guy? Miami to Dallas. Jimmy Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Like once he got there, he's like, I'm not going back.
I mean, we just saw it with Bill O'Brien. Failed with the Texans, now hired as Alabama's OC.
He might be their next head coach if he hangs around long enough.
All right, let's go to Tom up next on the G3 Help Me Hotlines. What's up, Tom?
What's going on, fellas?
Morning, bub.
I'm a Lane Kiffin man, I guess you could say.
That's, welcome to the club.
My vote is. But the one thing that I don't understand. Maybe you can help me here. I've been trying to look myself, but this Jamie Chadwell thing, I am 100% against it. Don't want him. And it seems like he's number two on everyone's list. It's another small school thing. It's almost seems like it's a Butch Jones 2.0 kind of deal. I don't want some small school that has no experience in the SEC. And I get he's from East Tennessee, and you know it's his dream job. But I don't want it. I'm not sold at all. So that's just my two cents on it. And I guess. I'm in the minority on that, but that's where I stand. I just don't think that it's going to work out very well with him. That's all. You boys have a good day.
Thanks, Tom. I'll pass it to Nate Hodges, director of the Jamie Chadwell Fan Club.
I mean, look, there's going to be pros and cons to every hire. If you those are the knocks, you know. If you take a guy that's done, I just like the idea of having someone that has had to do all of the things a head coach has to do. I mean, we tried the the Jimmer Pruitt thing was obviously a complete meltdown.
Yeah, and we tried to sell it, right? Oh, well, he's worked with Jimbo and Mark Richt and Nick Saban. Like, there's no way he doesn't know how to run a program. Turns out he doesn't know how to run a program.
Now that we've got Danny White, we're all of a sudden back up at Lane Kiffin. I mean, obviously, I think I would have Lane Kiffin, like what Matt said, a step above Jamie Chadwell.
Tom.
No, Matt said that earlier.
Oh, okay. Sorry. So did Tom just now. Sorry.
So if, you know, Matt was saying there's a big step down to here and another step down to here and stuff. So, but, you know, if you can't get an established Power 5 guy, then, like, that's the next best option. Like, don't ever take a chance on a guy just because he's been standing off to the side watching someone else do it.
Mm-hmm.
Take
the guy
you've seen do it.
Tom mentioned there that he likes Kiffin because he has SEC experience, but let's say Kiffin decides not to come.
Or
you don't offer him. And let's say Hugh Freeze is not the direction they want to go. What other guy has SEC experience on the board? None.
Napier, a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
As an assistant.
Again, I'd take Chadwell over Napier.
Yeah, I want Chadwell over Napier.
Yeah,
I
mean, exactly.
Danny White hired Scott Frost at UCF. He'd never been a coach before. A head coach.
Josh Heupel, where was he at Missouri when they pulled him away?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Frost's offensive coordinator, though?
That's what I thought.
Before, yeah.
Go
ahead. I'll come back to
Scott
that.
Scott Frost, this is weird. Coaching tree, if you will, or lineage. Nebraska graduate assistant in 2002, Kansas State grad assistant in 2006, Northern Iowa, this is hilarious to me, linebackers coach in 2007, co-defensive coordinator at Northern Iowa in 2008. Then he went to Oregon for 3 years where he coached wide receivers. Then he was the OC and quarterbacks coach at Oregon 2013 to 2015. So no head coaching experience. Obviously, he'd been in big-time college football programs. But then Danny White named him head coach in 2016 at UCF. He went 6-7. I believe they were winless the year before. Were they not? Were they not 0-12 the year before he got there?
They were.
Yep.
And then he goes 6-7, 13-0. Heupel takes over, and they won. Did they not win 12?
Heupel came straight from Missouri.
He did?
Yep. He never worked with Scott Frost.
Then they did it. Were they 12-1 in Heupel's first year?
I don't know I just know Heupel's 22-4 at UCF.
Okay.
Actually, I have it. He was 12-1, 10-3, and then this year 6-4.
Yeah, that's the one knock on Heupel so far. He's gotten a little bit worse every year. So, we'll see. Heupel would not be on my board at all.
Yeah, I don't know how you trust that. You know what I mean?
No, I'm with you. Here's what I'll say. At this point, if Danny White hires Jamie Chadwell, I got to trust him, right? I mean, I want him anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to.
But if he now talks to Chadwell and offers him the job and he takes it, yeah, full go. Mm-hmm. Like, all aboard. Choo-choo.
Chadwell, choo-choo. Let's do it. Here's what we get set for hour number two of the program. Lots more to get to. We get more to your phone calls if you want to weigh in on the G3 Help Me Hotline. 865-546-8200 is the number. Stick with us right here on Fan Run Radio.